And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of October, 2009. It's the day on which Christopher Columbus reached the New World, 1492. One of the sailors on his ship, the Pinta, sighted an island in the Bahamas, 10 weeks out of Spain. Columbus thought he had reached Asia, and when they sighted Cuba, he thought it was China. And when they landed on Hispaniola, he thought it might be Japan. He had miscalculated the size of the world. He did not know the Pacific Ocean existed. He led 4 expeditions to the New World. He made Spain the wealthiest, the most powerful nation on earth, and still he died in 1506, never having reached his goal of finding a trading route to Asia. It's the birthday of Paul Engel, born Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 1908, the poet and novelist, best known for his work with the Iowa Writers' Workshop, which he directed for a quarter of a century, the MFA program there, the first of its kind, who may have trained more poets than perhaps any other man in history. Rita Dove, Jane Smiley, James Tate all went there. John Cheever, Philip Roth, John Barrowman, Donald Justice, Louise Glick, Philip Levine all taught there. The MFA program did have its detractors. Flannery O'Connor graduated from the workshop. She was once asked if the Iowa Writers' Workshop discouraged young writers, and she said, not enough of them. Some critics have said that the workshops lead to comfortable writing, safe and saleable writing. The editor Charles Newman said, writing for class makes you not write narrative, but little miniatures that can be discussed in class. The program began in 1936 in the midst of the Great Depression, founded by Wilbur Schramm, the first in the country to offer an MFA in English. To apply, you submit a manuscript, usually a dozen poems, a few stories, a piece of a novel in progress. You get into the graduate workshop, which meets once a week for 3 hours. Each week, a few students selected to submit their writing for a discussion. Here's a poem for today by Sonia Gurness for my parents' 50th anniversary, the poem entitled Golden. In the old photographs, it is always autumn. Colors fade to the sepia of remembered thought. My mother in a flapper dress, my father proud beside the Model A. They glow in the light of dreams that I can never know. What did they think of that autumn they climbed into the photograph of bride and groom? That love would conquer? The depression yield more than its tart and scanty fruit? In a season of scarceness, the bitter root of her father's death fresh within the house, they strode from the church, believing in sunlight, the prairie ringing for them, the October trees all aflame with praise. Good farmers, they knew how to raise the future, a steady hand on each day's plow, patience in the fallow fields, a table big enough for all who'd need it, hope in the seedlings, beauty's grace, a faith that is the opposite of winter's death. This autumn, I would take the color of that triumph, the bright praise of trees, the harvest secure in the heart's high bins. I would make of them a portrait fit to hold through time, these trees, these lives, this gold. Golden, a poem by Sonia Gurness, from What You Hear in the Dark, published by University of Notre Dame Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.